OSU, you're very fond of that, and the OSU Board of Governors?
When I came back from South America, I helped OSU some and went on the Board of Governors. And when you're on the Board of Governors, they select 10 of you that become the trustees of the foundation. And I was chairman of that foundation for a while. And, of course, today, you know, with Boone Pickens given $500 or $600 million. When I was chairman, our goal was to raise $25 million that year. Mm-hmm. So you see how it's changed.
Right.
They're a $1 billion foundation now.
But there's a nice concept on campus, the Atherton Hotel.
That's something I really enjoyed, and let me tell you why. Pat and I would hire students from the hotel and restaurant school. These kids were smart, they were good, but they didn't know how to work. I mean, in college they learn all the book stuff, but they don't know what it's like to get in there and really work. So I went, Pat Knob was head, the dean of the hotel and restaurant school, and I went to her and I said, Pat, what do you think about taking the old Student Union Hotel, converting it to a real nice hotel, and then having the students work there? Let them work in the restaurant, let them make a bed, let them wash pots and pans, let them learn what the business is really like. And she agreed it was a great idea. So I backed put a little money in it to remodel the old hotel was built 51 or 2. The Student Union.
That's when you came there, and then you graduated in 56.
Yeah. The restaurant had been there, and it was old and worn out. The hotel, they had, back then, they built a little bathroom you could hardly turn around in, you know. So we would take two rooms and make one nice room out of it. And so we remodeled the Student Union into the Atherton Hotel, and the hotel and restaurant school started supplying the labor. And Jim Bernard, who had worked for Marriott and one of the best hotel guys around, he agreed to come back and run it. And without Jim, it wouldn't have worked. They did a great job. And then Jim said, well, we need to redo the restaurant, so we built the Ranchers Club. And really nice. And that's where the students really learn how to work in a restaurant. So about 5 or 6 years ago, they said, well, we need to remodel. You know, like any hotel, after 10 years, you need to buy new sheets and towels and everything. Well, instead of doing that, they wanted to redo the whole thing, which we did. And it's a showcase now. And we had to fight a few battles. We had to get the Regents. And that's when Jim Halligan was president. And we had to get them to agree that we could sell liquor on campus. That's not an easy task.
Right.
And we got that done. And today, the bar at the Ranchers Club is the most popular place on campus at 5 o'clock. We even got a bunch of deans that were against it. Now they come over there and have a little, a little margarita.
Yeah. But it just makes sense. Not every college campus has a hotel on it.
On campus.
Right. And so some of these famous speakers who would come through could stay there.
Oh, they did. And they all want to have a glass of wine, you know.
Right.
So it worked out fine.
Right.
And it's a beautiful place. I don't know if you've been over there lately, but they really did a great job on remodeling. And the Ranchers Club is super good quality food. And just really good.
And now we know why it's known as the Atherton Hotel on campus.
Yeah, I did put a little money in it.
Yes, you did. and then